time to answer our geo-quiz now about India's spectrum of religions. Islam is the second largest religion in India. It ranks behind Hinduism, but ahead of Christianity and Sikhism. There are an estimated 170 million Muslims in India, or just about 13% of India's population. So that's the answer. Now, one of India's conservative Muslim groups, called the Deoband, has declared that India's beloved national song is un-Islamic. Its clerics went so far as to issue a fatwa, a decree against singing it. The song is called Vende Mataram. The song's opening line literally means, "Mother, I bow to you," as in the motherland, India. Salman Khurshid is an Indian minister for minority affairs.
You can look at the words and say that these are technically violative of our fundamental faith, that Muslims will bow and pray only to Allah and to no one else, not even a country and not even a society. That's the extreme position some people take, but I do think that it's overstating the case somewhat.
Maybe, maybe not, but the controversy over India's song continues to reverberate, as the BBC's Chris Morris reports.
It's just after 8 o'clock in the morning, and I'm standing in a courtyard of a school in Rohtak, about 2 hours' drive from Delhi. The song you can hear behind me is Vande Mataram, I bow to my mother, to India. It's not the national anthem, but it is regarded as the national song. So the announcement by some Muslim leaders that Muslims shouldn't sing it, that it's un-Islamic, has caused offence. Surinder Jain is here at the school with me. He's the national spokesman of the VHP, the World Hindu Council.
Vande Mataram means I am saluting my country, and every citizen of India, he should chant Vande Mataram. Only then he can have the right to reside in India. Anyone who is a true Indian, he should respect all national symbols.
And if they don't, if they refuse?
They are free to go outside India.
So for Hindu activists, it's a source of pride and also a test of patriotism. But for one of India's most powerful Muslim organisations, Jamiat Ulama-e-Hind, the specific words of the song simply have to be avoided. Jamiat's general secretary is Mehmood Madani.
It is a basic philosophy of Islam. No worship except Allah. This song, there are some sentences showing worship to motherland.
Breaking into angry Hindi, he says Muslims have suffered discrimination for 60 years, but still they're prepared to die for their country. In a room at the university, a group of students, most of them Muslims, listen as one of their number sings Vande Mataram. These are young, educated Indians, part of a generation enjoying rising prosperity. But even here, opinion about the song is divided.
As a Muslim, I would still sing it because I know my God is not blind and he knows what I mean when I sing Vande Mataram. So it doesn't matter to me. I'll sing it any day, any time, anywhere, in any place.
I like the song, I'll sing it, but please don't force me to sing it. I have other ways of proving myself, and I am an Indian, that's it.
Vande Mataram, if this controversy had not happened, singing or not singing would not be an issue. But if I am told that you've got to sing it, then because there is a fatwa that says that, look, you're not supposed to sing it, I won't be coerced, I won't sing it.
That report on India's national song from the BBC's Chris Morris. Most Muslims in India are not politically radical, but a year after the Mumbai attacks, many are feeling defensive. Indian Muslims were not blamed for the extremist attacks on Mumbai, but they feared reprisals on their community, and they still do. We examine insecurity among India's Muslims in the first part of a series on India's largest minority group, beginning on Monday's edition of The World.